The naval trade with various countries during the ancient and medieval times played a great role in the spread of Indian culture abroad. The detailed account of the ports in ancient India can be found from the books Periplus of the Eritrean Sea and Geographia. During Mauryan rule, the Navadhyaksh, that is superintendent of shipping, used to look after the shipping administration. The coins of the last Satavahan king, Yajnashri Satakarni, contained the figure of ships, probably indicating the naval strength of the dynasty. Let us have a look on the prominent ports of ancient India. Lothal is a port in Ahmedabad in Gujarat. It belongs to the Indus Valley civilization of 2400 BC. This port was used to export copper, hardwoods, ivory, pearls, carnelian and gold to Mesopotamia and timberwood and lapis lazuli to Sumeria. Beri Gaza is located in present Bharuch in Gujarat. This port was the major trade center of Roman trade under Western satraps and belongs to 3rd century BC onwards. This port was used for spice and silk trade with Arab countries. This was plundered twice in 17th century but resurged quickly. Import of wheat, rice, sesame oil, cotton and cloth was also done through this port. Muziris is an important port at Malabar coast in Kerala near present-day Kochi. This port belongs to 1st century BC onwards of Chera kingdom. The name of this port is mentioned in Sangam literature. Export of spices, semi-precious stones like beryl, pearls, diamonds, sapphires, ivory, Chinese silk, gangetic, spikenard and tortoise shells to Persia, Rome, Greece and Egypt were done through this port. Korkai was an important port in Tamil Nadu and belonged to early Pandyan kingdom. This was a well-known center of pearl fishery and finds mention in the Sangam literature. Puhar, also known as Kaveri Pumpattinam. This port is located in Tamil Nadu at the mouth of Kaveri River. This port belongs to early Chola dynasty from 400 BC to 200 AD. This port was famous for import of various articles and is also mentioned in Silla Paddikaram. Podauki, present Arikamedu near Pondicherry. This port belongs to 2nd century BC to 8th century AD. This was a Greek trading port to trade with Rome. Items of export included gems, pearls, spices and silk. Import of wine was also prevalent through this port. Barbarikon, near Karachi in Pakistan. This belonged to Parthians and Scythians. Imports of linens, topaz, coral, storax, frankincense, vessels of glass, silver and gold plate and wine. Exports included turquoise, lapis lazuli, ceric, skins, cotton cloth, silk yarn and indigo. Sonagora is in Wari in Bateshwar, which is in present Bangladesh. This port belongs to the Mauryan dynasty and is dated at around 450 BC. Mathematician Ptolemy has mentioned this port in his book Geographia. Masulipatnam is located in Andhra Pradesh and is dated from around 3rd century BC onwards and was made by Satavahans. Muslin clothes were traded by ancient Greeks. This was the principal seaport of the Golconda kingdom from 15th to 17th century. Tamralipti, it is present-day Tamluk in West Bengal. This port belongs to Mauryan dynasty. This was the exit point of the Mauryan trade route for the south and southeast. Dudhpani rock inscription of Udaiman of 8th century AD contains the last record of Tamralipti as a port of ancient South Asia. Greek geographer Ptolemy mentioned about Tamralipti in his book Geographia. Chinese pilgrim Huyen Sang calls the town Tan Mo Li Ti. It was visited by Zhuang Zhuang or Huyen Sang in 639 AD. Fayan stayed here for 2 years. Palur. This is located in Odisha and belongs to Kalinga dynasty from around 2nd century AD. This was a place of voyage to Southeast Asia and China and trade of pottery was done through this port. It was mentioned by Ptolemy and Huyen Sang in the 2nd and 7th century AD respectively. If you want to know about any other topic, please leave it in the comment box so that we can come back with it. If you have liked the episode, please like, share and subscribe. Thank you.